For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Construction on a north end zone expansion starts immediately at Centennial Bank Stadium. The Arkansas State University Board of Trustees approved ground lease and space lease agreements that will allow for the expansion. The approval by the board gives the green light to the Red Wolves Foundation to facilitate and pay for the construction of the new facility. Arkansas State University Assistant President Dr. Charles Welch says this was considered today because it was time sensitive.
One of the reasons for needing to do this today is just simply timing for next season. The contractor, which will be Ramson's Construction, upon your approval of the lease, would like to get to work immediately so that the seating could be in place. Probably not the entire facility in place by the start of the next season, but at least to have the seating configurations completed. And obviously that clock is ticking when you're looking at where we are now and how far that away that is.
The new facility will span over 66,000 square feet and will be used by all student athletes. It will include a new weight room, training and rehabilitation areas, academic rooms, meeting rooms, coaches' offices, new locker room areas, and a team theater meeting area. It will also include space to expand the entire athletics department. It will also include 150 new lodge boxes and 68 new premium seats, as well as other enhancements to Centennial Bank Stadium. Dr. Welch says these improvements are financed very similarly to how the press box was renovated to Johnny Allison Tower.
This is almost identical to what we did with the Centennial Bank Tower. If you will recall, that is a loan that was secured by the Red Wolves Foundation, and they pledged donations and other funds from the foundation to cover that loan. We did a simple grant. I wouldn't say simple. My attorneys probably wouldn't agree with that term, but we did a ground lease with the Red Wolves Foundation to allow them to construct that facility. Very similar arrangement here.
And Dr. Welch also praised the fact that no public money is being used for the expansion, which he says will be a huge recruiting tool.
I have visited extensively with Terry Mohajer and with Chancellor Danfus and Vice Chancellor Fry, and we've looked at the financials and looked at the fundraising that has been done, and it's amazing what they've been able to accomplish. I mean, we've never seen anything like it in the history of our university, and I want to commend them for that, and am comfortable and excited about this development.
That's Dr. Charles Welch. Construction on the north end zone will begin with the premium seating areas, with the goal of that seating in the expansion project being ready for the 2018 football season. In other news, the Board of Trustees also approved the refinancing of $12.28 million in housing bonds. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.